ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So this morning, welcome everyone worshiping with us for the very first time, or you're a regular worshiper with Lighthouse NG Online. We say good morning to you, or good afternoon to you, wherever you are. I will thank God for the privilege that we have to have you worship with us again today. Please let your heart be open. This is the year of outpouring. God is outpouring himself upon us already, and there will be increase, there will be many-sided wisdom of God finding expression in every area of our lives this year. So please stay open to the Holy Spirit. There is so much more with God this year, and together we will experience His grace that is sufficient for us in Jesus' name. Amen. So good morning, church, for those who are on site. It's a privilege to come into the house of the Lord today. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the joy of fellowship. The word of the Lord says, first, our fellowship is with God, and then with one another. This year, as part of the things I'm going to preach on today, make sure you make friendship this year. Sometimes for us as Christian or as believers, we love to pray, which is very important. But sometimes the answer is so close by that unless we will see it, we can't readily know. Sometimes the gift of friendship is the answer that you and I are looking for. And it takes, actually, when we talk about miracle, it takes the union of divinity and humanity to bat it. So this year, be hoping. People say all kinds of things when it comes to the body of Christ. And this is my response. Even in the natural family, people are at loggerheads. And that is you and your siblings. Maybe not everybody have it smooth. People have differences. Oh, how much more the Church of the Living God, where we have people from different walks of life. But make up your mind. The Bible says the love of God constrains us. That's the cap. That's the limit. See from the eyes of God. I don't know why I'm saying this to someone this morning, but hey, that is this year. The gift of friendship. My message this morning talks about that Jesus had favor with God and then with men. So it's a combination of it. So this year, the gift of friendship, please let us not trivialize it. The friend, the next person to you in church, at work, in your neighborhood, might be the answer to the prayers of the things you've been asking God for years. But there's so much more for us this year, and we cannot afford to miss everything that God has in store for us this year. Please, let's just be open. Let's be open to God. Living in offense won't get you anything. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It's not anything. It's just simple, the way the word is. So maybe I will encourage, take the word of God literally. So everything God wants to do, He has done. But we need to respond in faith. We need to respond in love, such that everything He has said, we will see the fulfillment come to pass. He has said so many things concerning this year. I was sharing on Wednesday. I took time, in the course of the last 1 week, to go through TV, Faith TV, TBN, Daystar. I just want to understand what the Lord is saying to his body. And it's very important to know that the Olori Ebi has spoken. Olori Ebi, the Bible says, to whom, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth as his name. He has spoken. So you might have seen so many things released by different parts of the body of Christ, year of consolidation, year of consolation, year of outpouring, year of overflow, year of faith in the word of God, year of prayer. You might have seen it because why? The Olori Ebi has spoken. He has directed his body. So all you just need to do is to plug in to what he's saying. More than ever before, it's the year of deepening your roots. And there is a need for you and I to consciously pursue God. The Bible says, when we seek him, we shall find him. The Bible also says, when we seek him with all of our hearts, God is not lost. God is not naive. God is not a nerd. God is relevant to our lives. It is only our attitude towards him that determines how much we get from him. So this year, please, on a spiritual note, on a physical note, I beseech you by the mercies of God, seek God with all your heart. There is fruitfulness. There is overflow. God will cause increase all around our life. But hey, in his kingdom, there is a way to do things. Isaiah 1:18 says, if you and I are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. So there is good in the land of God. Job 36:11, these are my favorite scriptures. He said, if you obey and serve him, he said, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Isaiah 48:17, he says, is the Lord God our Redeemer, the one who teaches us to profit, the one who leads us in the way that we will go? Psalm 32:8, he said, I will instruct you in the way that we go. I will instruct, I will teach, and he said, I will guide you with my eyes. He said, don't be like a horse that needs bits to control it. There is no need. As you reveal this year, please, as you walk with him this year, you should also be jettisoning the things that you are holding on to that has not worked. If it does not work, there's no need holding on to them. Don't say as it is in the beginning, so is now and ever shall be. You must be open to change. You must be open. Even God himself, the creator of heaven and earth, he said, I do a new thing. So you can't keep it and maintain. You are not a manager to be maintainer. You are not a maintenance officer. God is interested in doing new things in your life. And we must be open enough. Your eyes must be open to see. Your ears must be open to hear. Your heart must be able to comprehend him. Sometimes the way we live our life as Christians, if God were to be physically present, we wouldn't recognize him. Because what the God that has been sold to us is this unreasonable personality who just does things as his own will. He said, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. So we must seek him with all our hearts. We must. And please, Minister Joseph talked about this card. I want the ushers to please get ready. Let me also lead you how to feel it. And you know, I did salvation on top. And then I listed off 5 names. And the names that I listed there, maybe just one person is a member of my family. It's not that the person is not saved. She doesn't have a renewed mind. So our salvation experience doesn't match our behavior. So I'm trusting for contact. And with the super, you know, there is a way you talk to people to one point, and you just know that God, just hand them over, I commend them to God. And the word of his grace. So I did my salvation. Ushers, please, try and pull that card up just in case anyone wasn't in the service. And then along that, is the planner for the year that we did last Sunday that we shared. If anyone wasn't in the service and they need this, I mean, we can be intentional about life. So please help me. So you list 5 names. And on my own, you know, there are 10 blank spaces there. So what I did on the other one, you see a line crossed by red. So I put the word outpouring 2022, my own five desire for the year, with scripture. And this thing is not a car, it's a Bible marker. So if you are actually reading your Bible every day, it reminds you. It reminds you to pray. So yours must not just be something you put elsewhere. Because he said, whatsoever you desire. So these are my desires. He said, but he said, when you pray, Mark 11. Mark 11 from verse 22, he said, have faith in God. One translation literally say, have the God kind of faith. What is the God kind of faith? Romans 4. Calling those things which be not as though they were, because they were. God doesn't use word flippantly. He doesn't. So, outpouring 2022, there are five things. I can share mine with you. I'm believing God for increase. And I have Luke 2, 40 to, and verse 52. I'm believing God for fruitfulness. I'm believing God for health. It's not that I'm sick, but I'm believing God to live in health, even as his word has confirmed it. So I have Isaiah 58. I'm believing God for wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom to lead and guide his people. Wisdom to manage every area of my life. So it says under wisdom, I have Ephesians 1, 16 to 23. So when I say wisdom, when I'm asking God for wisdom, I'm asking that the eyes of my understanding will daily be flooded with light. I may know the hope of his calling. I may know the riches of his glory, the same power that was in Jesus when he raised him from the dead. I will not be confused. You know, when you have this thing, it also forms the basis of your confession. I'm trusting God for 120 disciples at the upper room for our Wednesday service as we teach for people to deepen their faith in God's word. That's my desire. So I have Acts 1:15. He said the disciple gathered about 120 of them. So can you see? So you have it. And so I carry this. It's in my Bible. Every morning, as long as I want to read my Bible every day, I see it. And it reminds me to also pray. Praise God. Praise God. So the things of the Spirit can be taught. A lot of the time, the way people have defined Christianity is like the Old Testament thing. So the pastor go like Moses, collect all the revelation and come and deliver it. And people have resigned to that faith and says, whatever God says to you, we will do. No, you can access it. You can access the supernatural. You can live the supernatural life. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to teach, to lead, to guide you unto all truth. The Bible talks about this somewhere in 1 John. It said you don't actually need any man to teach you. It said the anointing that you have received can teach you all things. All things. But we need, the Bible provides a place of fellowship. That's why we come to church. Because some people have taken that to the other extreme. So they don't even have a pastor. They live like vagabonds. The mark is on their forehead. So they go from places to places. They root themselves here this week. They shift to another place next week. No natural tree grows that way. So those who are planted, not those who visit. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. He said, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren as the manner of some is. I may not know you, but somebody must know you in a local assembly. I may not understand the needs of your life, but someone should be able to. So we live in love, we live in accountability. You must be able to say to someone, please, I have this prayer need. What can we agree together? And the person says, oh, which scripture are you standing on? I'm so glad that over this year, most of the testimony out of this pulpit is not a man of God says, or my father says, my pastor says. Usually, 85, if you haven't noticed, I want you to start, 85 to 90%, oh, brother, so-and-so agree with me. Sister, it gladdens my heart as a pastor. There's no superstar. Every one of us have the access. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So this year, be intentional. The things that were distributed last week, maybe some people have just put it in the middle of books somewhere. No. You can design the kind of life you want to live in God. You can. I didn't say, we didn't say it's New Year resolution. We didn't say it's goal setting for the year. We said growth plan.
So growth is a process. It is deliberate. And it's something that you can build on each year. You can move beyond what is common. And by the help and the grace of God, you can see how the word of God works effectively and effectually in your life as a believer. God leaves the realm of the person people are talking about. You can experience him. Job had to do that. I mean, if you read the account of Job, he got to a point in Job 42. He said, I have heard of thee, of the hearing of here. He said, now I have seen you with my own eyes. I don't want to know just the God. It may be a starting point to know the God other people are talking about. I want to experience him by myself. So this morning, we're talking about increase. Just to build on what the Lord has done for us last Sunday and the other one since towards the New Year's Eve service, the preaching that we have done. God is a God of increase. Well, God is a God of increase. Luke chapter 5. This is a picture of what I see concerning people this year as we yield our spirit to the word of God. Luke chapter 5, I read verses 1 to 7. He said, and so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. The multitude are pressing on Jesus across the nations of the world. Fasting programs abound all around us. A Bible reading plan abounds all around us. So the multitude will always be pressing on Jesus. They are pressing to hear the word of God. That he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and they were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon. So you have to be ready to give him your boat this year. You have to be ready to give him your eyes. You have to be ready to give him your ears. You have to be ready to give him your heart. He said, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. So multitude were on the land. But when Peter yielded his boat, Jesus commanded him to push a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. He didn't say for many catches, just for a catch. So one word from God can change your life forever. One word from God can rearrange things for you in business. One word from God can rearrange things in your family. One word from God can rearrange things in our nation. A prophetic directive word can alter the course of human development and humanity, as it were. One creative idea from God can change the face of living. So, launch out to the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered, it was in the natural, which is any one of us, that will be our immediate response, because Simon's response was based on his professional competence. No one catches fish during the day. Simon's response was based on his experience. Simon's response was based on the natural thing. So Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Oh, you said it's a new year. It's 2022. And God wants to outpour himself upon us. We have heard all this prophetic word before. Oh, you are talking as if you don't know the country that you live in. Business opportunities has been scarce since the COVID time. So, keep that prophetic word for now. Someone may say, oh, I have even made attempts. I did supply the goods, but they have refused to pay me up to now. Someone is saying, in Nigeria, when you do work like that, nobody is paying anybody. That is the natural response. As just like any one of us, we say, oh, we live in Nigeria. We used to supply goods to the people in the Northeast, in Borno, in Adamawa. That used to be our business terrain. But since the insecurity thing that started, no one is doing anything in that part of the world. That is the natural response. But God is saying to you and I concerning this year, he said, it's the year of outpouring. It's the year of increase. So like Peter's response, your response should be from now, switch to the frequency of faith and says, nevertheless, at your word, I will leave the natural terrain. I will switch into the supernatural. I will leave the natural occurrence. I will trust you enough to operate from the way you see things. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. He said, I have tried all night long. I have caught nothing. We have even watched because that's the thing. So they watched, they've tried all night. The women in the villages, they have come to be able to carry, you know, that's still what holds it now. The fishermen will fish all night. And then in the roaring wind and all that. And then very early in the morning, the women who will come and buy the fish will come to buy so that they can be back in the market to sell first thing in the morning. But Peter, for that particular day, and his partner, they said, we have toiled all night and I have caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, we have even washed our net in preparation for tomorrow or overnight tomorrow. And God is saying to someone here this morning, you may have done all you need to do. You may have tried all you need, all you know to try. You may have had all the contact, and it seems that everything ended in disappointment. I speak to you this morning by the word of the Lord. Switch into the frequency of faith. You can believe God for a new beginning. You can believe God for restoration. You can believe God who restored double, who restored all that has been lost. You can believe him in this 2022. I said 2023, I'm living in the future. I'm a futurist. You can believe God in this 2022 and say, Lord, nevertheless at your word. I'm going to deepen my roots in you this morning, and I'm going to take this root downward because I know what you have in mind for me is fruitfulness. What you have in mind for me is increase. Can I get an amen this morning? Amen. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And the Bible says in verse 6, when they had done this, they caught. You will not miss anything this year. You will not miss opportunity this year. Every disappointment has been turned into gain on your behalf. God will help you to break new grounds this year. The Bible says they caught. Not so. Keeping soul and mind together kind of harvest. Some of us, we have put ourselves in the mold of this natural thing. This year, I don't want much. Let me just be able to pay my house rent. Let me be able to pay my children's school fees. Let me be able to just keep body and soul together. That will not be your testimony. He said, nevertheless, at the word, and said they caught a great number of fish that their net was breaking. So this year, I prophesied net breaking, fruitful miracles all around you. Each day you make your plan, God will surpass your plan this year. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think because his power is at work in us. this year, as the power of God flow through your life, through your mind, through the wisdom, you will experience net-breaking miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, when they had done it, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. And so they signal to their partners. I prophesy this year, whether it's in collaboration, whether it's in partnership, whether it's in synergy, all that you lay your hands to do, there will be so much that even your partners, the people we call to say, come and eat, they will not have enough room to contain their own miracles. Everyone that is connected with you this year, because you are operating in the supernatural, they will see God in the fullness of his power and glory in Jesus' name. So he said, they signal to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Ha! That's the dimension of the supernatural. You know, Gideon, one day, when God visited him in the wine press, he was trying to hide the gains. I said, this year, and you know, some of us, we still do it. And so we have this pious look so that people will not know that things are dropping into our pocket. No, this year, even when you don't say it, the evidence of your profiting will appear to all. So the word increase means to clear the path to advance. To go forward. To make progress. So when you look at the word increase, I mean, it shows it's a military term. So, you know, when they want to move war equipment, they create special paths. It's not like your regular road for most places. Whether it's on the land, whether it's on the sea, whether it's they want to test anything. I mean, it's they just clear the path. And I believe what God is doing with us in all through this month of January is to clear that path, because his desire for us this year is increase. Increase. Look at the principle. They launched out. This year, be bold. Be courageous. Be audacious. Don't act timidly. Once something is real in your heart and you can see God in it, the Bible says in Psalm 46, God is in the midst of her. The help of God is made available. It says she shall not be fearful. Once you can see God in it, even though if all things, because faith is of the heart, it's not of the head. Even though all things in your head is screaming, hey, don't go, nobody has done it. Your family member has not done it. What will he be? What will he not be? What of if he doesn't exist? Let your heart say, what of if I succeed? So be courageous. Be bold. There's one song like that. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is you. I am not afraid, I am not dismayed. I'm walking in faith and victory. I'm walking in a faith and victory. For the Lord my God is with me. I'm going to bring all those songs back this year. And that is not just the preaching of the word that builds faith in your heart. Even the songs. There's another song. Our Lord God, for thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, for thou hast made heaven and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. Is that great and mighty God, great mighty. Nothing, nothing, absolutely. That's what I'm looking for. That line. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. That's what I'm looking for. And the other one are verses. But that one, nothing, nothing. And with the way we sing it, no drum, no guitar. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. So be bold. That's what he told Gideon. He said, go in this might. He told Joshua, he said, we are rather the sole of your feet. I tell you the process, how we get to that point of boldness. It is not just something that people say, come out, we lay boldness on you. No. You build that persuasion from the word of God. Nevertheless, at your word, business has been struggling in my hand, but nevertheless, no one has patronized me so far in these first 14, 15 days of the year. But nevertheless, I'm just introducing this product. The law of supply and demand says it will take time. But nevertheless, life generally has been difficult. Nevertheless, the God is good. At least he has helped us. We can say Ebenezer. We are good. We are good to go. There is more. There is more. Please understand, God doesn't speak to us in comfort. He speaks most of the time in times of crisis. He doesn't speak to us in comfort. Hey, crisis is your own opportunity for increase. And the way the nation is, it's unfortunate that many people cannot see. The ones who can see are filling our planes every week, coming in. The ones who can see in the natural are going into the interiors to take land. The ones who can see are buying lands in the interior because they know under those lands, are mineral products. Our present crisis. Don't worry. What I believe about our nation is that when the Lord turns, and he's going to turn, he's going to turn the captivity. He's going to turn the tide in favor of everyone who has chosen to see, everyone who has chosen to hear, everyone who has chosen to comprehend, everyone who has chosen to live beyond keeping the body and soul, or soul and body, or whatever it's called, together. Everyone who is ready to create value for humanity. Everyone who is ready to fill in the gaps. So God doesn't speak to us in our comfort. He speaks to us in crisis. He will say, arise and go. I mean, that's serious. There's nothing in the natural that suggests when you go. And sometimes, he also shows you that there will be opposition. You know that sometimes this opposition thing, instead of us chicking away from it, sometimes it actually, the way God designed it, it builds the strength of his own character in us so that we can handle things for him. Do you know kings? The way it operates in the natural, if you are born a prince as a boy, you are born a queen as a lady, they are trained for royalty. They are not trained because they will assume the throne tomorrow, but they are trained. There are certain traits. They are trained for the future. They are trained to develop capacity for what is to come. So I believe the present crisis, as many we need, is training us for what is to come. That's why Paul wrote, we look at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen, they are eternal. So we focus on our eyes on the things which are not seen. Though the heart may be moved, David said, though the mountains will roar, though the storm will rise, He said, God is in the midst of us. So in this present crisis, let's find God. In this present crisis, let's see from his eyes. I mean, this is me. I know where you're seated. I can identify color. But with this, I can see everyone clearly. I can call your names. Let's see from his eyes. Let's administer business from his eyes. Let's walk our career path from his eyes. You see, it makes a whole world of difference. When the pressures hit, let's revert to the headquarters. In military terms, that's what they do. They call for help. They call for reinforcement. Don't figure things out on your own. The headquarters is aware of everything that is happening because the heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the people and everyone that lives in it. He marks out the boundaries of every nation. Let's revert back to the headquarters. And we do that on our knees. We do that through study. We do that through meditation. So God's word doesn't work with feeling. That's another thing. But with faith. So nevertheless, this year, there is increase for you. Psalm 107, verses 22 to 24. Can we read together? I want to read a couple of scriptures as I begin to tie my thought. He said, let them sacrifice. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, one of the things he said about this year, don't lose your thanksgiving. He said, and declare his works with what? Rejoicing. He said, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business? Eh? On great waters. Push down. You know, this is a year. Hey, you know, I'm not in the habit of just sensitizing people. I want to speak the mind of God. You know, if you do business in great waters, that is the wealth of the nation. You don't find oil behind your... You don't find diamond. There are certain minerals you have to go to the depth of the sea. Those of us who go on rigs, we understand what you are saying. Is you are covered by water all around. If you have phobia, before you start working on the rig, you lose the sense of phobia. Because you know that underneath your leg must be that everlasting arms. He says, there are people who do business on great waters. Can your mind expand to see that? Because in great waters, oh, my brothers, my sister, that's where we see the works of the Lord. And his wonders are not on the surface. That's why your Christianity can't be superficial. Yo-yo. The things are working. Ah, we praise the Lord. God of miracle, now my papa. Then things just, it's not that it's not working. It's just shifted a little bit. God, where are you? This one that we are, no, we don't even understand though. We don't know. He said, the people who do business on great waters, that's where they see the works of God. And his wonders, oh, is in the deep. David said in Psalm 42, deep we have to call unto the deep. Deep doesn't call to shallow. Number six. Oh, I said number six. Number six. Number six. This is what I see concerning us this year, 24 to 27. Number six. 24 to 27. Said the Lord bless you. Amen. The Lord keep you. Amen. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you. Amen. And be gracious unto you. Amen. Said the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Amen. And give you peace. Amen. So this morning we put the name of the Lord upon you. Amen. And it blesses the works of your hand this year. Amen. Psalm 5 verse 11 and 12. Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. He said, but let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. So this year, God is your defense. Amen. At those bidding, at those talks are those negotiations. God is your defense. Say, let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Why? Verse 12. Say, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as a shield. So this year, in spite of all that is happening, you will experience net-breaking increase. Yeah. So how do you increase? How do you increase? Jesus is our model. So we look at him. We just study him briefly. How do you increase? How do you increase? Jesus is our practical model. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. What did he do? Luke chapter 2, verses 39 to 40. And then verse 52. He said, Luke chapter 2, 39 to 40. He said, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city and Nazareth. Let me just briefly talk about that. In the Jewish custom, when a child is born, is brought into the temple after the child is 40 days. That's where we got that custom from. But beyond that, is also that the mother goes through, because they believe that when a woman gives birth to a child, after 40 days, the mother will also go through, as we're dedicating the child, the mother also completes a period of purification. So that was what happened here. He said, according to the law, they return to Galilee. So they perform all things according to that law. But look at what happened in verse 40. He said, and the child, when he was given, he was called the son. But because of growth, he was referenced at what? The child. The child means from that 40 days old. So because the next time you hear that account, which was 52 that we will read, is when he was 12 years old. Look at what it says. And the child grew. So this is the model. He became strong in the spirit. Secondly, he was filled with wisdom. And thirdly, the grace was upon him. So he didn't waste what was given to him. Please, I want you to take note of something. He was the Son of God. So he grew. He already had that status. In the spirit, he has grown as the Son of God. But he needed to do something with his body and with his mind. Just follow me this morning. And so, you know, the child, by the time you got to 52, is no more the child. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with men. So, the word grew means, it's translated, it actually means a process of development. So this year, for you to connect your potential with your reality, you must grow. And it's a process. You must grow in capacity. You must grow in strength. You must grow in emotional maturity. We will see that shortly. So it's a process. Strong in the spirit means Jesus had what we can call spiritual discipline. Mark 1:35 gives us an insight into it. Said a great while before day, he will depart into a solitary place and pray. So, John 5:24 also talks about it. I can of myself do nothing. The things I see the Father doing, that's what I'm doing. So, Jesus had spiritual capacity to accommodate the increase. He had it. He had it. He's strong in the spirit. Solomon was writing out of his experience in Proverbs 24:10 that when we fail in the day of adversity, it means our strength is more. I love that translation, which I love to quote. He said, when you give way in the days of temptation, in the days of problem, it means you are made of a poor specimen. Another one says, it means there is nothing to you in the first place. You are just a fufu. So, Jesus had the capacity. So, he wasn't shaking. That's why Acts 10, 38, when they were summarizing his life after, the Bible says, our God. So, it was a balanced growth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10, 38, with Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Ephesians 2:10 talks about you and I now. He said we are his workmanship. So he's our model. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. NIV says, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 3:10 prophetically talks about the season that we are in. He said, through the church, it might be made known unto the principalities and power, the many-sided, Amplified puts it, many-sided, complicated wisdom of God. And that's what we need to resolve the crisis in the land. Experience has failed. Political parties has failed. Public spaces, public structure, public service, in all their effort, it has failed. So we need many-sided, complicated wisdom of God, which will be done through the church. Your business becomes a tool. Your family becomes a tool. Your career path becomes a tool. It becomes the boat that Jesus will ride to accomplish that purpose. Has it ever occurred to you that Jesus will start a business in 2022 in Lagos and that business will fail? So, at the age of 12, Jesus had what we call self-awareness. He can have a discussion with the doctors of the law. So, it wasn't that he was trying to grow in spirit. No, he already had it through his relationship. Has it ever occurred to you that when Satan came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, you know he could have easily said, I am the Son of God. When Jesus said, because Satan himself knew he was the Son of God. He said, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Jesus would have kept responding to him, I am the Son of God. And that's what many people, many Christians do today. I am a Christian. I am a believer. And then you neglect other areas of your life that needed growth, needed you to develop capacity. So this year is a year for growth. If you want to increase. So Jesus had to grow, not in his spirit, but in his body and in his mind. The word stature, let me just break it down now. So Jesus had to grow. He grew in wisdom. The word wisdom means intelligence, skill, and mastery. Intelligence, skill, and mastery. What is your life course? How are you growing there? Your career path, your profession, your trade. How are you growing? Or you are substituting fasting and prayer for growth? You know, let me pull it down. They have prophesied from my mother's womb that I will be a doctor. That's not practical. I'm not even sure what they prophesied, but I think the prophecy is my name. My name is Samuel, which means I have given him to the Lord. So I'm not surprised that I find myself in where I am today, despite all my waka about. So assuming I was prophesied, or my mother was prophesied over, you are pregnant, woman. The pregnancy in you, the boy is a boy, and he's going to be a doctor. And so, since I was born, I didn't go to any medical college. I'm just telling people, I am a doctor. I am a doctor. I didn't know how to do whatever. And then I opened a clinic. I said, because they prophesied that I am a doctor, will you come to my clinic? But that's what many Christians do. We have loads of prophecy. See, 12 of them for a whole year, 10 years. What are you going to do to increase in intelligence, in skill, in mastery? Proverbs 22:29 is not written out of chance. It says, see down a man. See thou. Ah, that's KJV, Abi. See thou. See thou. This one render it watery. It said, do you see thou. So you have to see thou a man who is diligent in his business. There are tailors and there are fashion designers. The difference is diligence. There are drivers and there are chauffeurs. The difference is diligence. That a driver may know how to drive more. But a chauffeur knows all the safety rules. He knows the speed limit. He knows that he has to clean the car. He knows he has to be on time. He knows the rule of business. That's the difference. There are doctors and there are doctors. There are doctors who will tell you that this operation, I'm not sure you will survive it. And they say it's 50-50. But there are doctors who will tell you it's a very simple procedure. Within 20 minutes, you'll be okay. Everything will be perfect. Just to steal and calm you, they will cut you. So, to grow in wisdom means to grow in intelligence, to grow in skill, to grow in mastery. Jesus grew in stature. Stature talks about age and emotional maturity. Age and emotional maturity. You know that as you grow older, your values change, isn't it? Even your body changes. The things you used to do there no more. Where you used to go, you go there no more. That's why even in the natural, they say a fool at 40. Is what? A fool forever. So there were a whole lot. And sorry, oh, believers don't grow in stature sometimes. You are in top notch in the spirit, but you lack character. Touch not, you can tongue and this whole place scatter, but nobody can talk to you. You can pick things in the spirit, but your mouth doesn't close. And you know that in the workplace, you as you climb, it's no more professional proficiency anymore. How you can serve, how you can keep secret, how you can keep confidence. That's what is the, and sometimes some people have developed that mastery. So they find that they don't do any interview anywhere. They just say, oh, okay. After they've settled in, they go, HR has not taken your CV. Mastery. Jesus had all the power. That's why he was able to teach the disciple. He said, they said, we will call fire. And just destroy. He said, you don't know the manner of spirit that you carry. See, we have to develop. God of miracle, my papa, can you handle 100 million? Jesus, our model. The Bible says he hated waste. And I said to you, that's my lesson as we went into this year. God says, look around you. You must find a way to fight waste. And you know when God gives you
It's when I talk to you, that's why you say, what's this pastor saying? But when God gives you an instruction, you can't argue. Because immediately he's giving you an instruction, he's opening your eyes to see what he's talking about. That may also be a rhema word for somebody. When we go to Africa, can you manage 10 people? So prophecy, but Jesus grew. Emotional, less stable. So he was able to deal with the Hedale. He was able to deal with his contemporary. He was able to deal with opposition. He was able to deal with children. Growth. So, stature talks about age, size, emotional maturity. And then Jesus had favor with God and man. To have favor with God and man means to be graceful, to be balanced, to be well adjusted. With God, you can handle matters in the spirit. With human beings, you can handle also matters. It means to be graceful. Can I hear the keyboard, please? To be balanced. To be well adjusted. You can see that and put it in the class of life. If somebody is not graceful, is not balanced, when he becomes our governor, he will deal with us brashly. When he becomes the local government chairman, he will consume the commonwealth. Please, if you have a calling for politics, you have to grow. Because we have seen sin, those who are not growing, who went and hit it, and the place consumed them. They can tongue. They even hold prayer meetings in their offices. But you know, when temptation came, because Jesus was our model, he said, it is written. Not that I is bragging, I'm the Son of God. I'm the new guy around the block. Pharisees and teachers, do you know the gizcology of that word? The Greek says, he grew. He had a balanced life, well adjusted. When every opportunity came, he knew. That's what, when he was supposed to turn, they lack lunch in one place. The Bible says, for he himself knew what to do. He knew what to do. So, this year, we must grow. All of us. So, we must grow in intelligence. We must grow in skill. We must master where he has called us to be. We must grow as we grow in age. We must be emotionally stable. You can tongue, but you can fight everybody. You are not growing. You can tongue. You are saying to everybody, that's who I am. Live with it. They don't do that in workplace. They fire you. Or, that's who I am. They leave you where you are. Everybody is promoted. You won't see. You won't even smell it. You can get into resentment. You can get into bitterness. It doesn't work that way because there are rules. In fact, there are rules of life. Nobody is recommending you for business. Check your attitude. You have to grow. You have to. There are people who have dealt with me personally. I can't recommend you for anybody. Do I love you? Yes. But can I vouch for you that you will deliver? No. No. That's wisdom. Someone, I didn't even know that I mentioned the person's name somewhere, was asking me recently, thank you. I said, for what? He said, some people called me and said that I was the main one. I said, really? He said, even if they don't give me, that was the statement. Even if they don't give me the job, thank you for recommending me. I said, they will give you. So when they gave him, he came back. I didn't call those people. But hey, my words is my bond. Can you do that in business? So you have to grow.
so that the prophecy can match the reality. You know the saying, hey, many churches in Nigeria and we are not feeling the impact, is because we are not growing. The gospel has light. It's development. It can give us intelligence. It can give us mastery. It can give us skills.
So this year, 2022, as you grow, we are asking the question, how to increase? So please, let your knowledge match what God has placed in your heart to do. There must not be no knowledge gaps around you this year. No deficit between your potential and reality. You know, when I went to Bible Training Center, some people had, they called me. They said, you want to take on a title? I said, no. He said, so what exactly is your motivation? What do you want? You are already in ministry and you don't need all these things. I said, see, drink water and mind your own business. Let me mind my own business. And that knowledge gap, especially those of us who are Pentecostals, that knowledge gap is wide. Is wide. So, I'm talking to you. Whatever you do, your career, there any area, don't create any knowledge gap. It may not necessarily be school, going to a former school, but hey, review. There must be no deficit between your potential, which is what you have, and then who you could be, your reality. Please, secondly, your maturity must match your age. It must. Your maturity must match your age. There are boys and girls in marriages. Grow. What the Bible says is that a man will leave, not a boy, will leave his father and mother and be joined to his girlfriend. A man. So the boy must grow into becoming a man. When a prince does not grow in the way of royalty, he's regarded as a servant. Lastly, you must grow with God and man. That's favor. That's favor. And this is how favor works. God likes you and then people like you. And there is no mix or matchup. God will like you. That's spiritual growth. He smiles favorably of you. His grace is upon you. His anointing. But when you show up and open your mouth, the Bible says gracious words proceed out of the mouth of the master, Amode. So men must also like you. And for some of you here, you already have that testimony. You just get into space. People will say, I don't know, but I just like you. That's that grace finding expression. The likeness of God finding expression in the likeness of men. I've had people tell me that, they just wake up in the morning. They are going for an interview. And God says, wear a red tie. In the natural, it doesn't make sense. They said, some people will just explain what I've said away. There are many red ties. But he said, the person said, when he got into the place and said, good afternoon and all that, that the first person who lifted up his eyes said, I like your red tie. Do you do fashion and all that? He said, the interview took 15 minutes, but they were talking about fashion. And then the head of the person interview said, we like the way you compose things. We like to work with you. Favor with God. Eh? And then what? Favor with men.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,